Hey there, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. This is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators, along with John Bortman. And I was just standing here talking to your wonderful director. And it's not your fault. It's not their fault. It's my fault. We've met several times here, and I always enjoy your groups. And so I'm looking forward to hearing you guys, too. I am a woodwind professional here in the L.A. Basin. And I play saxophone, flute, clarinet, oboe, English horn. And I also teach those instruments at Cal State Long Beach. So, anyway, thank you for being here. And we will be back with some, what I hope will be wonderful comments. But I'll be back and I'll let you guys hear yourselves on the table, and then we'll go from there. So thanks, guys.
Good afternoon.
Well, guys, I'm sorry you didn't get to hear your warm-up piece, but we weren't quite sure if that's what was happening. But
a big round of applause for our judges today, Mr. John Bullwald and Mr. Jay Mason. Up next, we have the Wind Ensemble, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. Their warm-up composition will be entitled Film Studies No. 2 for Band, Folk Songs by James Kernan. Their first adjudicated composition will be The Farewell by Andrew Boyson, Jr.
I think I don't know, maybe you will do your warm-up selection.
Composed by John Mackey. From Fremont, California, under the direction of Mr. Greg Conway, please welcome the Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble.
All right. So I have The Farewell out here just in case you are going to start with that, but if not, we'll do the other thing. Somebody's not quite ready. Here we go. Okay, I'll let you guys listen to yourselves. Nicely done, guys. Just a couple quick comments as you jump into The Farewell here. Know that
your brass are just a little overplaying there in the background. Gotta, yeah. Not sure what's going on, but something's not right. Can't see. So brass, we'll see how you do here on the farewell, but just be real cognizant in the future of not overplaying the room. Okay, here we go. Clarinets are just a little high. Actually, I'm not sure if it's that or the flutes are a little flat. This is the hardest thing to do with Wynn's performance. Play soft and in tune with a supported tone. You are playing with a supported tone. It's getting better as we go here. Job, euphoniums. Next time, tank up just a little bit more there going into 10. Musical, super good phrasing, guys. Just have to watch that intonation a little bit. If you don't understand what this piece is about, I don't get who you would be. It's the farewell, and you guys are totally owning it. Lots of difficult trumpet parts, and you're playing it very well. Thing you could do, it's kind of everybody, is really work hard on supporting, getting that warm air through the instruments so that we get what we're getting now, which is, this is a little bigger, and so we're putting more air speed through, intonation starting to cure itself, blend is curing itself. It's really nice. All the people here, four bars of 445, who have eighth notes,
be really careful not to go da 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 da. Very nice. Yeah, same thing. Everybody in straight mutes, we'll just say that. Just be real careful and cognizant of what that does to your pitch. Things I can really say are just some of those little moments, the intonation there at the very end. You guys play incredibly well within your sections. Seriously, I mean, it's like, you know, once we get above about mezzo piano, suddenly everything's great. Balance is great, intonation is great, musicality is great. When we get a little bit below that, it's like the clarinets are playing together, the flutes are playing together, the saxophones are playing together, and it's just a little bit not willing to budge on the intonation. So that would be something to work on. That said, some of the stuff that you're having to play is some of the most difficult things that the instrument does. I mean, that low on the flute with vibrato and everything at your age, that's bravo. And, you know, same thing with the clarinet. I mean, that's the low end of the instrument. It wants to play in very strange places. I own a few clarinets, I know. So in any case, so now we'll go on to undertow here with our friend John Mackey, who happens to be a favorite composer of mine. Actually working on a piece with my saxophone ensemble at California State University Long Beach that's been done by him. He's called Asphalt Cocktail, if you want to look it up. Undertow is kind of like the early version of that piece. Are on the timpani. There's just a little bit for the timpani to play in this piece. Go.
you guys are handling that really well. Every once in a while, there's a little doubt of where exactly we are with the time. It's really, really good. But every once in a while, you know, it's just kind of like it doesn't have that quite drive and rhythm to it that you have at other times. Like right now, it's great. One of the things that you guys can really be learning from all this is playing exposed. Players. Really great job, saxes and trombones. Thank you.
Well, once again, nicely done, everybody. So, just a few things. I mean, there's, you know, we talked about the intonation. We talked about here on this last piece. You know, 7/8 hard.
Come on, guys. Give them around the round of applause. Thank you guys for coming today. You guys can have the stage right over here, watch your set.
So, 7/8 hard.
We have a great time at the park and on your trip down here to Southern California.
Yeah, you know, so you get that. Da, 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 da. There's just a little hesitation in there. So, there's not a lot to say. I mean, you guys know exactly what to do. You know how to fix things. You're being incredibly well taught. I hope you realize what a great program you have. You need to go around and listen to other groups and realize how well you're taught and how musical you are. So, keep it going and keep doing all those things. And, you know, be a little bit more aware of your intonation issues. Be a little bit more aware of a few tempo things, a few time things. And you will be even better musicians than you already are. So that's all I can say. Thanks so much for coming to play for us. And have a great time at Disneyland tomorrow. Take care, guys.
Don't forget any of your valuables here. Make sure you look around.